from the young to the old. And we want to salute our veterans this morning, so we welcome you in our service.
All right. We're going to worship the Lord with our tithes and offerings. Todd, would you pray for the service and the offering, please?
Most gracious.
I'll be playing a song this morning that I wrote to honor our veterans, and it's called Fighting for Our Stripes.
Thank you.
smoking.
Which one are you starting with?
Okay.
Veterans Day. On Veterans Day, we honor all
who answer to the service call.
Soldiers young, soldiers old,
fought for freedom, brave and bold.
Some have died, but others live, and all of them deserve our pride.
We are proud of all who
kept the game red, white, and blue.
They fought for us in all our light.
Soldiers think they're all the same.
Yeah.
Would everybody please rise for the singing of our national anthem?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
I raised a flag today, a flag with 50 stars. I raised a flag today, a flag with 13 bars.
I raised a flag today to honor those who died. I raised a flag today, and then I stood and cried.
I cried and wept and prayed and had to wonder why. Fear and anger welled inside me, and then I saw it fly.
The flag snapped briskly in the wind. It unfurled in the sky. Its glory rose above my fears. Its freedom was not denied.
The symbol of our country, the banner of our pride, the flag of these United States flew boldly at my side.
I raised a flag today, but the flag, it lifted me. I raised a flag today for all the world to see.
I raised a flag today, and upon seeing it, I knew. Above the dusty ashen gray would rise the red, the white, and the blue.
We raise our flag today to salute you for your unselfish ways. We thank you for our freedom, for our liberty you have bought. You defended our country when some would not.
We honor and respect you. We feel very blessed. We really do admire you. You're our nation's very best. Happy Veterans Day.
We love you.
The fourth and fifth Sunday school class was asked the question, "What does a veteran mean to me?" We each wrote down our thoughts and ideas, and then we combined them into one letter. Please listen as Hannah Strickland reads that letter.
What does a veteran mean to me? A veteran is someone who is retired from the military. A veteran is someone who has fought in a war and has fought for our freedom. We are happy about that. A veteran is an important person to me. A veteran risked his or her life for me, and that shows they care about me. It also shows they care about our country as well. We would like to say thank you so much for your service, and an extra thank you to God for creating all the wonderful veterans in the world. We appreciate you so much. May God bless you.
Who loved our country more than themselves. From the days of our early American patriots through current conflicts, these are the men and women who have served our country in military service.
We want to recognize those of you who have served or are currently serving, and so we invite you to stand when the theme song of your branch of service is sung.
You may sit back down at the conclusion of your theme song.
Gold Town family, please hold your applause until the end.
Please allow us to honor you today, our salute to the armed forces.
Thank you.
When you get old, you forget. They gave me the schedule and they said John 3:16 would sing and then it's your turn. Well, John 3:16 sung and I'm sitting there. My, my, my. It's good to be here, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Several times I heard the word mentioned freedom. Before I even read my scripture, I want to tell you this. Freedom is not cheap. It's not cheap. It's not cheap. And I hope and pray that we never, never take it for granted. In Mark, the 15th chapter, I want to read some scripture. And we want to thank all the efforts that they put forth to put on this program. That takes a lot of time. You see, we just come in and sit down and listen to them. But there's had to be some efforts. It's time consuming. And I love the way that they were able to keep their attention and they did their part. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Father, we thank you. It's a beautiful morning, and the reason it's beautiful because you made it. I pray, our Father, as we've gathered to honor our veterans on this day, our Father, we ask your blessings upon all their families, the sacrifices that's been forth, Lord God, when they had to leave, Lord God, their homes. And we thank you, our Father, that we're privileged to be, our God, an American. Not only that, Lord, but a Christian. So I praise you that you would help us, Lord God, as we make our remarks, that you would just hide me and move me out of the way. May you be glorified in the word, our Father, of the Lord. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen. In Mark 15, I want you to listen to this. It's a little different for Memorial Veterans Day, but I want you to listen to it. 15th chapter of Mark, and we had a wonderful lesson. And Charlie just let us know through the word of God that all together, the plan of God came together that gave us this privilege to be called the sons of God. I appreciate that lesson. I really do. I appreciate it. The 20th verse said, when they had mocked him, when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on him and led him out to crucify him. I want to talk to you with the help of the Lord of the blood of the Savior and the blood of a soldier. An airman, Coast Guard, all of them were mentioned. But I want you to listen. It's a day that we need to remember them and honor them. I don't have, well, I guess it's in my phone, but I don't use it. But some of you have been sending out some emails. Thank you for your service. Don't ever forget that. Lift them up. We were blessed. Brother Tim gave me the schedule, and I just became obedient. And we went to several restaurants and had a free meal. Yeah. And then they said, we still have time. We can go someplace else. I said, that's enough. They fed us good. And when the waiter got through, he said, thank you for your service. So that's what we want to do. Thank you for your service. In war and in the time of Christ, his blood had to be shed so that we could have remission of sins and be free. Because the Word of God says, if the Son has made you free, you have been made free indeed. Amen. And it's good to be in a nation with all of us cancers and difficulties. I'm glad that I was born here. And I'm so glad that Christ went to Calvary and paid the price so that I could come to him. And he could be my personal Savior. Do you realize when they mocked him, they did that to a lot of military people. They scoffed him, they spat upon him, and they did the same thing to the Savior. But they served to preserve our liberty and our freedom. We live in a country that I thank the Lord. Now, I want to say this from the very beginning. I know that we have problems, but what nation doesn't have problems? But let me tell you this. If you don't enjoy the freedom that we have in this nation, you have the liberty to get your passport and move out of here. Yeah. Yeah. They'll issue that passport to you, and you don't have to return. I worked with a young man in the post office that he was so fed up with the system of America that he said, Al, one of these days I'm moving out. And he did. Took his family and left this country. And I'll tell you this. I've been to a lot of countries. I've seen their way of life, and I appreciate the Lord that he let me live in the United States of America. I appreciate him. I appreciate him. It's a country that I cherish and honor, and I'm glad to pray for it. He paid the price on Calvary, and these men and women left here, left their homes, young of age, did not know where they were going, to a country that didn't speak the language, that had different customs. But they went to keep America free. I don't think we ought to take that too lightly. I think we ought to praise the Lord that they were willing. Some never returned. Some were never founded. Some came back, maimed, halt, and some have never got over this, dear heart. Let me tell you this. Someone said, now, preacher, I don't believe in war. But if you look at the Word of God, all through the ages, there has been war after war after war. But there's one more war coming, and the enemy is out to destroy us. But we're going to be victorious. I talked to Les, his father, before he left us. And he said when he came in from a country in Europe, in Hungary, and he said when he crossed in, and he saw the Statue of Liberty. It was such an honor. You see, I think sometimes we ought to just look at the sacrifice and the evidence of these people that have came back to keep us free, you see. But I want to say this. I want to say this. Now, some says, preacher, I don't believe in war. But let me tell you this. You take it for what it's meant. You see, I could say that I am a dove. You remember when they were saying, peace, brother. But let me tell you something. I happen to be, I guess you could say, a hawk. Yeah, in military, they know what that is, you see. We sometimes have got to have war. We've got to have to keep our freedom free in America. This, after World War I, this day was called the Armistice Day on November the 11th. And after the war, 4 years of bloody battles in Europe, when it came to an end, it was still called, at the end of the war, Armistice Day. But in 1954, President Eisenhower changed it to Veterans Day. He signed that paper, and we need to remember. You see, in Christian living and in war, in the spiritual war that Paul said for us to be good soldiers, we needed the helmet. In battle, you need to guard that helmet, you see, because this is where the enemy spiritually is going to try to hit you. But I want to tell you, that helmet for the military was very important. And we need to guard our breast, you see. And spiritually, you guard it. Watch out that the enemy would try to destroy. Then you have the girdle of truth. And it takes the truth to set us free. Then you have the shoes. My. Listen. Only the good Lord knows the hunger, the pain, the suffering, and trying to suffer. And let me stop right there. Just come to my mind. Yeah. I don't have much respect for the traitors that turn on our country. I don't. And I feel, now you may not agree with me, I feel that they ought to pay the consequences for trading our country. You see, whoever it was, whether it's me or whoever, they need to pay. But listen, you need the shield of faith. Then you need the sword of the Spirit. They went to a country they were not familiar with. They didn't know at the age of probably high school and some older than that, they were recruited. And if you remember, there used to be a sign, Uncle Sam wants you. Well, in the church, the Lord wants you to be a soldier for the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants you to be on full uniform and ready, because serving the Lord, it's going to be a battle. From the very beginning, it's not popular to be a Christian. And many times, it hasn't been popular to be an American citizen and in military uniform. But we need to remember, some of them never came back. Let's not forget them. Let's not forget them. Do you see, we're very prone to forget. It wasn't too long ago, 9/11 took place, and we were all praying, all of a sudden, we are beginning to forget about it. We don't need to forget that these military people, these veterans, went and fought a battle they were not familiar with. They were instructed. They were instructed to defend America. And they went thinking by them going across the land, across the water, across the sea, that it could keep America free. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord that they were willing to go. And some never, never, never returned. Matter of fact, quite a few of them never recovered. I remember when I lived in Jackson County, there was a man, and it was a story come out, I think, in the paper, about a man that was right there in Ripley, and he happened to see a foreign individual from across the water. And he had such anger and such hatred towards him that he wanted to wipe away. But you know what? Aren't you glad that God can help us to love our enemies? Aren't you glad that God forgave us and no longer remember our sins? But there's some scars in these people when they left their families, their sons, their daughters, their husbands, their wives, and never have recovered physically and mentally. And with a lot of scars, and with the help of the Lord, and with the medical, that's why it's important. And I'm not, dear heart, I don't want you to think I'm just scotching for the VA. But I think they deserve all the help that they can get. They are worthy of that honor because we send them across the waters and they were able to come. Some have never, never recovered. You see, Vietnam was very questionable. I had several brother-in-laws. I had several brother-in-laws that went there. And the war was very controversial. And when they came back, we had the first service that we had here. We had it outside, and I think Tony Lewis had it. And several of those men that came to our meeting that morning, they said, do you know, this is the first time that we have been thanked for going to Vietnam to serve in a war that was very strange and questionable to us. And they were so ecstatic and delighted that we honored them. Some mentioned it to me later on. So when we see the flag, we ought to salute it, we ought to respect it. And once again, I'm going to get in trouble. It should not be war right there. That's how I feel about it. Yeah. That's how I feel about it, you see. But oh, I say, dear heart, they left their homes as teenagers, as kids. But they came back as men and women and wanted to honor, you know, their country. They were awarded some Purple Hearts, some Silver Stars, and so on. But that some of the highest honor that was given to them was the Medal of Honor. I close my remarks to you that those people of God that have had the struggles, that have had the heartaches, as we try to serve the Lord, you're going to hear the King of Kings. You're going to hear him one day if you're serving him. You're going to hear him say, welcome into the joys of the Lord. You've went through many things, many struggles, many hardships, many valleys. But welcome into the joys of the Lord. Will it be worth it? You better believe it will be worth it. It's a struggle, but I want to say to you, I'm proud I'm proud as one. Yeah. I'm proud. I guess as Charlie mentioned, and him and I was discussing about Europe and all of us becoming a mixture. Well, he said, I guess you fit into that category, the European from the Spanish people. That's my attractions, you see. But first and foremost, I tell everybody that I belong to a kingdom that's everlasting. I was born to a very poor family. There were struggles. And I'm glad and I'm proud that I was able to serve my country. God bless me. And I had to leave my family. There, I didn't suffer one-fourth, one iota of one of you men, what a lot of you had to suffer and deprive yourself from. I just got as far as Dover. From Dover, we was to leave and head for the desert. We never made it. I'm one of those. But those that came back, some in caskets, some without eyesight, some with just limbs, and their families loved them. Father, we thank you. We thank you that we, first and foremost, are Christians. But our Father, that we're Americans. Father, one nation under God, with the liberty and justice for all. I thank you, Lord God, for the program that these children put on, our Father, this morning. What a privilege, Lord. Our Father, to sit there and to listen to them, saluting the flag, Lord God, and singing our Father. Oh, dear Lord, I want to praise you, and I thank you that I was honored to be here. I pray, our God, your blessings upon all of our military and all of our Christian soldiers and all of our Christian women, Lord God. Our Father, I pray, Lord God, the greatest of blessings, not only to America, our Father, there was a lot of blood sacrificed, oh dear Lord, to keep us free. And Lord God, you gave your blood, you shed your blood, dear Lord, that we could have this privilege, Lord God, to the tree of life. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Let's all stand. Turn to 308. 308.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. I have seen him in the watchfires of a hundred circling camps. They have builded him an altar in the evening news and dance. I can read his righteous sentence by his dim and flaring lamps. His truth is marching on. Third verse. He has sounded forth the trumpets that shall never sound retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea. With the glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
This concludes our service in honoring and showing appreciation to our veterans. I'm going to go ahead and, they already know, but go ahead and have the 3- and 4-year-olds go ahead and head to the back. I'm going to go ahead and ask the veterans to stand if they would. Yeah, and I was, as Kim asked me to do this, she told me I could say a couple things, and I was just trying to think of what I could say to you guys. But, you know, I'm sure everything that you guys have fought for is it has to do with freedom, and there's a lot of freedoms that I'm sure, I'm only 19 years old, there's a lot of freedoms that I'm sure that I don't even know about that I have, that I take for granted. But this is what I was thinking about, that the only freedom that really, truly matters to me is religious freedom. And if it wasn't for that, you know, I might not be able to, you know, I have a Bible at my fingertips if I want on my phone. I can, if I want to get it to grow in God, yes. I can go back here, get a Bible out behind the pew. I have tons of Bibles at my house. I can listen to Christian music on the radio every day. I can be here Sunday morning, Sunday night. I can be here Tuesday night for a Bible study, Wednesday night for the prayer service. I can come here on Thursday nights to play basketball. Just go, last Friday night, we were on a lock-in at the YMCA. And that's thanks to you guys and every other veteran that served for our country that allows me to do that. And I really want to thank you. And I would ask the rest of the church, if they would, go ahead and give them one last final applause for that. Thank you once again for your service to our country. Once we have our closing prayer, you'll be escorted to the back of the sanctuary where the toddler class that's back there, they'll be waiting to give you something as a token of appreciation. And then please remain in the foyer if you can in a line so that the entire congregation can shake your hand and as they leave today. I'm going to ask Jimmy if he would to go ahead and say a closing prayer for us.
That they've done, Father. Lord, we're thankful for you and everything that you've done for us. Lord, help us to always remember, Lord, our veterans and to always honor them and, Lord, to
keep them in our prayers, Father, as we pray at night. Lord, we thank you for this great country that we live and all the blessings that have abounded, Father, for you, Lord, for giving your life for us.
Yeah.
And in your name we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
If everybody would...